Don't tell me any lies.
Terrorism, sadly, is on the agenda again. I can hardly remember when it wasn't, actually. Well, I can when I was a kid, but that's a long time ago. And the recent atrocity in New Zealand has brought it back, yet again, very close to home. Plenty of people have got plenty to say about who's to blame for what, but not so many have got ideas about how we can contribute to bringing this to an end. Being nice to each other is very simplistic. It really is not going to solve anything. Just be nice to each other. That's easy to say. We should all come together. That's easy to say. But we're going to need more than that. And I was pleased to read an article recently in the UK Telegraph by a gentleman called Ba Yahya. He's the General Secretary of Nahdlatul Ulama, which is apparently the largest Muslim organisation in the world. And he joins us now to give us some insight to what could be done. Ba Yahya, welcome to Counterpoint.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Ba Yahya, can I let you speak in your own words to tell us what you think we need to do?
Yeah. Now we know, we all know that the tragedy in Christchurch was not a single action, but it was part of a circle of violence. So I would say that this is a momentum when the whole world realized the horrible nature of this and that we all need to end this circle of violence. So what we need to do is to understand where it's all rooted and talk about this matter honestly to have a perfect understanding about why this happened and how we should end it.
Yeah. Well, how would we get to an understanding about how this happened?
First, we need to understand that this is a continuation of something ancient, you know. It's been happening for a long, long time, the circle of violence. It's been going through our history of humankind, between different groups of religion, ethnicities, and so forth. And what happened in Christchurch was something that was reciprocal to many things happened in the past, you know. For example, the action of Islamist terrorists, and also before that, you know, violent conflicts between Muslim in the Middle East and Christian in Europe, you know, for centuries. So we need to understand all this because this all, you know, has something imprinted in the mindset of the people. Because of the history of conflicts then, many Muslims have the mindset of enmity toward others. And also, in the other side, you know, many non-Muslims have mindsets of enmity toward Muslims. That this goes also between different ethnicities, such as the white people and the, you know, colored skin people.
Sure.
So we need to, now we know that this circle of violence is so horrible and that the world needs to end it, because if we let this continue, then we have no future but the destruction of the whole human civilization. So we need to have a more open conversation about this and then identify whatever left there in the, you know, internal discourse of each group that can potentially drive people to this kind of attitude. For example, we need to acknowledge and identify if there are elements within Islamic tradition, the tradition of Islam, they still have, you know, tenets, you know, that suggest Muslim to have attitude of enmity toward others, for example. And we need to change that we need not just the whole Islamic world, you know, the whole world to strive to change all these problematic things, including the tenets in religious traditions, you know, towards something that will serve more to the harmonious future of human civilization.
Mm. Can I just quote one small paragraph from your article?
Yeah.
It says, "It is our firm view that if Muslims do not address the key tenets of Islamic tradition that encourage this violence, anyone at any time can harness them to defy what they claim to be illegitimate laws and butcher their fellow citizens wherever they live in the Islamic world or the West. And this is what links so many current events from Syria to the streets of London." Now, I understand that, and I think what you're saying is it's a Muslim's responsibility to do this, but also the responsibility of other people in the world to understand the difficulty in doing this and to try and work with you to achieve that.
Yes. This problem concerns everybody. This concerns both Muslims and non-Muslims, because it's about the future of all. So everybody has all the right to engage in, you know, in this and strive together to determine the result for the better future of all.
Yes. I'm talking with Bahr Yahya. He's the General Secretary of Nadlatul Ulama, the largest Muslim organisation in the world. I was pleased to see your comment, and I'll quote you, "It's factually incorrect and counterproductive to define Islamophobia as rooted in racism." The reason I say that is, as you probably know, we're a very multicultural country, as is Indonesia, and we're very proud of that, and we have a very wide intake. You know, initially predominantly from the United Kingdom, but now predominantly, I think, China and India would together overtake the United Kingdom. And then after that, spread very, very widely. So it's quite offensive to Australians, to most anyway, to be called racist. But they, like other people, are frightened of being caught up in a terror attack, as Muslims rightly are. I mean, just go back to the Bali bombing, for example. There were Indonesian Muslims killed in that terrorism attack. It's indiscriminate. Takes everyone there indiscriminately. Now, you mentioned that your group, of which you're General Secretary, Nadlatul Ulama, how are you going about that? Are you doing it at the leadership level? Are you going down to all your membership? Or I don't understand how your organisation works, so I'm just wanting to get a picture of what's actually happening there.
Yeah, my organisation actually is led by clerics, traditional Muslim clerics in Indonesia.
Yes.
And we have a broad network of clerics. We have more than 200,000 clerics all over the country. And we've been striving together to deal with this problem of relationship between Muslim and Muslims and non-Muslim. Because, as you say, you know, Indonesian society is a very heterogeneous society. So we need to preserve the harmonious nature of the society, while at the same time, we also know and aware and acknowledge that there are within the tradition of Islam some problematic tenets that can be used to urge enmity toward non-Muslims. So this awareness has been spread widely among our members and followers. So then we came to an official decree to develop a theological framework to denounce these obsolete tenets of Islamic tradition, you know, that still suggest enmity. So we call, in 1984, we have this decree from our national congress, you know, to call for an awareness about the obligation for Muslims to have the awareness of the tone of brotherhood of humanity, so that there should be no more reason to have enmity to other human being for whatever reason, you know, based on different identity. That's what we already have, you know, since 1984. But yet, we all know that these tenets, these problematic tenets, are still influencing Muslims, you know, and many Muslims everywhere still have the mindset shaped by this kind of problematic tenets. So, you know, as we now, the whole world now is witnessing, you know, the horrible nature of this, I think we are in a momentum when the whole world, you know, can understand the importance of having an honest discussion about this, both yes. Muslims and non-Muslims.
Yeah.
All this problematic history in the past, you know. And we know now that if we allow this to continue, if we continue to do this, you know, to have this communal hatred toward each other, then we have a very serious of future destruction. Mm. So it's our decision now.
You rightly say that you've got to get on with this desperate struggle. And others have to join you to reform those obsolete and problematic tenets, you say.
Yeah.
But you rightly conclude that the alternative is to bequeath a tragic legacy of hatred and violence to future generations. And all I can do is congratulate you and hope that others are joining you in Indonesia and in other parts of the world. Thank you very, very much for joining us. Bye, Yahya.
Thank you.